The local schoolmaster, Samuel Leffers, owned the two lots along the Broad Street edge, partially occupied now by the station. He did not live here, however. Those facts, combined with its location between the camp and town, make this stretch of land the likely site of Leffers' schoolhouse during the war. On Friday, April 5, the day after the Patriots are driven back, Easton receives a message from the British naval commander, written by his prisoner Gibble. The commander offers to exchange prisoners. The militia had captured two British regulars caught looting. An attempted negotiation at the town schoolhouse on Saturday goes horribly awry somehow and breaks off. As a result, a random cannonball fired from the British-held fort arcs through the sky and falls into the camp ahead and to the right of you. Visited next. Easton posts a sentry at the school. On the 8th, another cannonball screams over into the camp. A portion of the British force then advances from behind you and drives the sentry off. 20 militia on horseback under Colonel Enoch Ward come down from the camp and attack, forcing the British to take cover behind the schoolhouse. After a short firefight, the British set fire to the building and retreat to the fort. That same day, some patrolling townsmen confront a raiding party north of the camp, wound several, including a British officer, and capture three. Easton had already agreed to another negotiation at the ruins of the schoolhouse. On Tuesday the 9th, the two sides agree to an exchange of the two soldiers for the people out on the ships at 10 a.m. Wednesday. During the talks, a naval officer demands the Beaufort militia do what they can to have Colonel Samuel Bryan, a captured loyalist leader from the western part of the state, released on parole. This suggests some of the Tory raiders were from North Carolina. Easton wrote Burke there were 70 redcoats along with the loyalists. As you know, the town was found abandoned Wednesday. The British send a party with some of the prisoners 3 hours late. Pilots, men who guide ships through the local waters, some townsmen, and people the British have rescued from slavery are not returned. Follow the driving instructions under the bridge out of town, and then continue to its audio clip.